Hello everybody. Today we're just going to learn about R language. Well, R language is one of the most popular language for machine learning and for mathematical stuff. So if you want to do some mathematical stuff and you want to do some machine learning, so people really recommend R. So you would be quite fascinated at why I'm using Visual Studio or why I've opened Visual Studio when I'm talking about R. So the good news is that Microsoft has launched R tools for Visual Studio under FriendDA. What's FriendDA? Basically, it's between the friends. So if you want to request your copy of R tools for Visual Studio, you just need to go to this link and just ask them or email them to send you a copy of R tools for Visual Studio, and they would send you a link and invite with that, which you can use to just get the tools for R. So for example, if you just go here, you can see the R tools in which I have plots, windows, R interactive window, variable explorer, history, plots and help, and RSDB documentation, samples and all of the stuff. And Microsoft R products, editor options, and data science settings. There you go. So now what I'm going to do is that I'm just going to create a new project, and this stuff is for the beginners, basically, who didn't have even any idea about the R language. So we would start from the very basics. So from here, what I would simply do is that I would simply create a R project. Let's name it Learning R Language, and the source control. Let's close this down. Go to Solution Explorer, R script, and here is the R interactive window. I will just pin it. And right now, whatever we are just going to do in the first module of our video series, we're just going to do that in the interactive window. So first of all, we are just going to learn about expressions. So what expressions are? Expressions are basically, I would say, in a very simple term, they might be a sentence, they might be a word, they might be a multiplication of two numbers, addition of two numbers, or anything. For example, the very simple expression would be 1 + 1, which returns you 2. And for example, I need to just type a name here. I would simply say Saad Mahmood press enter, so it would return the name. So these are the expressions, and one of the expression that could be 6 × 7, that's 42. So these are the basic expressions in R language. With it, it's also good to learn about some logical values. What are the logical values? Logical values are basically that returns true or false. In major programming languages, we call that booleans. So boolean values or logical values, they're almost the same. For example, it's just very close to your real life. For example, if someone asks you that is 4 is greater than 3, so you return yes, so it says true. And let's try something else. For example, 2 + 2 is equal to 5. Now remember, whenever you are just you're having a conditional statement, you have to use a double equal sign, and it will return false. Now 2 + 2 is equal to 4. It isn't 5. You can also use a shorthand, that is T and F, for true and false respectively. So for example, if we say T is equal to true, you say it's true. So these are the shorthands for the logical values. In the next video, we're just going to talk about variables, functions, and help.